Well, yeah, the next song then is kind of a downer, I guess. It has more to do with failed relationships and the difficulty of relationships and how hard it is to understand the opposite sex, no matter which one you are. And basically, it kind of speaks for itself. It's, the more I learn, the less I know about love. So the song is I Don't Know About Love.
When I met you, I didn't have a clue, and you took me under your wing. I had no expectations. Love was a powerful thing. When I opened my eyes, life flew by like a meteorite from the sky. Crashed to earth in a thousand pieces, and I'll never understand why. You think after all of this time I could have learned a thing or two. Yeah, but now I'm looking for divine intervention, wondering what to do. I need a little help from the Lord up above. Seems the more I learn, the less I know about love. Yeah, the more I learn, the less I know about love. Somehow my affection and my happily ever after took all my best intentions and turned them to disaster. Like a sailboat on the water, somehow I lost my grip. I tried to save the sons and daughters, but I go down with the ship. I need a little help from the Lord up above. Seems the more I learn, the less I know about love. Yeah, the more I learn, the less I know about love. After all of this time, I could have learned a thing or two. Yeah, but now I'm looking for divine intervention, wondering what to do. I pray every day to the Lord up above. Seems the more I learn, the less I know about love. The more I learn, the less I know about love. Yes, I guess I don't know about love. I don't know about love.
Another song by Don D. Harvey and Earthbound, I Don't Know About Love. I have to say now, Don, I've been married for 19 years and been in love with this woman for a fair amount longer than that. I think I know about love now. You're still having doubts, though, huh?
At least at the time. And you know how when you write songs, it's always about you, and yet many people take other people's experiences and put them into your songs. One of the things about songwriting is that you write things that people can relate to, and even though this is a very difficult situation, a lot of people have to face it. And so it isn't necessarily my life. I've been married to the same woman for most of my life also, but it isn't always easy.
One of the things I know about love is it's not easy. So instead of saying I don't know about it, I say, well, I know that there's a mixed bag there.
There you go.
What percentage of your songs tend to be about something like love, relationship? I mean, it plays such a big part in the whole human experience, but how much of it have you put in the songs that you've specifically written?
Well, I've written quite a few love songs and things like that. However, it is probably the number one topic of music, and so I try to stretch out a little beyond that. And so typically when I'm writing a song now, I really want to go deeper than that. I really want to find a subject that isn't just love. And it's harder to do. Like, you know, the last one, it's easier to write a song when you're depressed than it is to write a song about, you know, being happy. It just doesn't work as well.
I think that is. It's probably because when you're depressed, you're holing up in your room. And when you're happy, you're out exploring it. Who's got time to write down songs? I've got to be partying now, whatever.
Exactly. And you're thinking within yourself all the time when you're depressed. And you're thinking about what you could have done and how things worked out and whatever. And it's just easy to analyze all that stuff. And like you say, when you're out having a good time, you're not really doing that. You're just living it.
So. You know, maybe part of the problem is, and why your percentage of love songs is not so impressive, is because not only you don't want to do that, you want to have something different, but maybe it's because you've been happily married for so long. If you had only had a few more divorces, breakups, tempestuous relationships, maybe you would have a lot more fodder for love songs.
That's absolutely true. I think about these people that write the blues, and I've tried writing some blues songs. You know, I just haven't had enough bad in my life, and I shouldn't say that out loud, but, you know, I don't have that. I mean, I have a great family and a great support system, and I've been able to make a living and put food on the table, and so it doesn't lend itself to feeling sorry for myself. So, you know, you're right. Sometimes those bad things can give you something to write about. So I have to search a little harder.